Bible says Jesus went about doing good and healing all. It's His will for you to live free from all sickness, weakness, or pain. You can experience the abundant life. Learn more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland.
Father, we thank You and we praise You today. We are looking to the greater One that dwells within us to manifest Jesus the Healer in this place. And we give You all the praise and all of the glory for every wonderful thing that's done, every wonderful, marvelous healing miracle, everything. Not only here, but online and around the world and all of the thousands of places and people that are watching and hearing. You sent Your word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. And Your word is life to those that find them, and health and medicine to all their flesh. We pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, now watch this one.
Where's she at? You got healed online? Watching online? What do you mean you got healed online?
I got healed online.
From what?
I had a stroke.
Uh-huh.
I used to be a professional pianist and used to play in healing meetings like this.
Okay. And you were watching online from where?
Sir, from Farmers Branch in Dallas, Texas, which is about 45 minutes to an hour away.
Okay.
And I asked the angels to get us here. I said, "Husband, we have to go. My husband, Breck,
right,
we have to
husband?
Go.
Right, here's your husband? Okay, so you...
And then on the way, you called for shingles?
Yes.
My husband has shingles.
Okay, but I'm talking about you. You,
but
you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me.
Talk to me, what happened?
I could start feeling my fingers again. They're starting to work. Like this. Like this. Like this. All over the place.
Come on. Your name is... Your name.
Your name is Lord.
Wow, wow.
Power. Your name is higher than any other.
Can she stand? Can she stand?
Your name is Jesus. And I call You Lord.
So this vibrating, this shaking, tell me what this is, these tremors. What caused this?
Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Hashimoto.
And it's, she has over 80 illnesses and stuff.
Over 80
thyroid
illnesses that are caused by what?
Bad thyroid.
A bad thyroid. Mm-hmm. That's your body temperature. That's connected to your thymus gland, correct? Your thymus.
And I almost died last week.
Yeah.
And I've died three more times this week because my blood pressure won't stay high enough.
No. You came all this way.
I came all this way. I can feel my toes.
You can feel your toes.
Come on! What's the matter with this group? What's the matter? Come on! Move the chair, move the chair.
She's getting very steady.
She's getting better. Yes, she is.
Power!
Your name is higher.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this.
Your name is Jesus.
Go ahead. Sing it, David. Go.
Your name is Lord.
Get her up.
Your name is higher.
she with you?
Hallelujah. Now, Joan, where are you? Come here, sweetheart. I love you. Hallelujah. Don't you look good?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen. Joan, how long had it been since you'd played the piano?
12 years. I'd played since I was 4 years old. I started playing at church when I was 7. Then at 13, I started getting paid. And I could read anything. I'm a classical trained pianist. I have an SMU degree, and I was a professor there. And then, to be completely honest, 2 weeks before we got married, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer. And that started our journey as a married couple. We had a lot of struggles. And I had a really bad surgery go really bad. And I had a stroke, and I literally couldn't move a finger as big as a domino. Mm. And it was just too much of a struggle to get back to where I used to play, because I used to play all over the world. I used to play at healing meetings like that. And
well,
it was such a depressive
there's
thing.
There's 88 keys sitting right
well,
there.
You know what? I don't play by ear. I play by sight. I play by sight. I'm not a trained ear pianist, but I would be happy to play tonight. I'll bring my music and I'll play.
Good. Amen.
I've been playing every day. I actually play harder now than I've ever played in my whole life.
I'm so thrilled with this game. This
went,
is so special.
You went home and played, didn't you?
I went home Saturday night and I played for a solid hour and I bruised my finger. I did. What's and my dogs doing? Were barking because they'd never heard a piano before. They didn't know what to do. And we don't know what to do. My husband are like, he's always taking care of me. And he's like, oh, well, now you can put dishes away and you don't break them. And we have been blessed beyond, I mean, everything has just, like, everything has exploded. People see me in the Walmart. They see me in here. They see me there. And it's not, I don't mind it a bit. God is real. And all you have to have, I did not go there for any of that. I went there because I could move this. This is what I could do. All I wanted to do. And my husband kept saying in the car and literally in the truck, we had never been there before at night. And he kept going, I don't know which way to go. And we were like having a fight over the, you know, trying to go there. And I was like, well, I don't know how to go either, but get there.
She was about 45 minutes away from EMIC. And she was watching online when all of this began. And so they jumped in the truck and came to EMIC, and then you saw the rest.
That's right. And we were emailing the blogger and saying we're 20 minutes out, we're 15 minutes out, we're 10 minutes out, And the guy at the gate said, "Are you the testimony?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, you know, who to meet and how to get there and whatever to do. And we got there, and the man that helped us get out of the truck, my husband kept saying, "Don't let her fall out of the truck. She can't get out of the truck. Don't let her fall. Just don't let her fall." Because I have not been able to walk for probably, Julia,
6 years.
Yeah. Because my blood pressure, every time I would stand up, my blood pressure would drop. And in fact, I just told Pastor George, 2 weeks before that weekend, I was in ICU. They called my husband and they said, "Your wife's blood pressure is 50 over 30. It keeps dropping. And we don't know what to do." And he said to himself, "God, take her. Our healer, but I can't handle the pressure anymore."
Bless his heart. Thank you. Hallelujah. Come here, Billy. Billy Burke.
Yes,
now, this is the young guy that started all of that over there, EMIC, the other night. My goodness, isn't this absolutely marvelous?
It's amazing. It really, really is. It's when you see this, I mean, we know this doesn't create faith, but it unlocks it.
Yes, it does.
It unlocks faith, and I think when that happened to you, it was so suddenly, as you teach on suddenly, that no one knew what to do but get excited.
That's right.
And when we see the replay, we get excited all over again.
Oh, yeah. Again and again and again.
It burst something. It burst something. And I want everyone to know out there that I did not go to run across and all that happened. I went there with the faith of a mustard seed and to testify that I could move 5 fingers. That was my testimony. That was it.
You were shocked yourself when you were running up and down there.
Well, wouldn't you be shocked?
Yeah, I would be shocked. Of course.
Her toes worked.
Her toes worked.
Well, 2 weeks earlier, I'd stepped on a tack, and there was blood all over the floor, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I was like, "What's going on here?" And I looked down, and I had a tack in my toe.
You had
no
what?
No feeling at all.
I had a tack in my toe.
No feeling whatsoever.
I had no feeling in my toes.
Wow.
Well, now you remember she said, "I can feel my toes."
Yeah.
Now we know what a marvelous moment that really was.
Life-changing.
And if anybody's ever played piano before, you have to use your right foot.
All the time. Mm.
And it has to be just at automatic. And according to my neurologist, it takes 1,000 fires to play one note. Mm. And she said, "You'll never play again." Sorry.
Woo! Hallelujah! Joan, thank you for coming today. My, we love you, girl. Hallelujah.
This has changed our whole family. I'm sorry. I keep talking and thinking you can hear me. I know you can't. This has changed our marriage.
Well, sure.
This has changed my children. This has changed my dogs.
She's been made whole.
Yeah.
And don't take it for granted, women, when you can do your own dishes.
Amen. This is so wonderful. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for this. Yes, sir. Thank you. And now, the future lies plans are being made. And I am revealing day by day my plan for you. The blessing plan is the plan, and it's the place to be. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, will now be your watchword, that you are filled with the knowledge of my will, saith the Lord, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And the anointing that's rising in you to minister the things that you've learned, that other people can know and other people begin to understand, it's never too late. It is never too late. People, stop. Many times right before the manifestation was there. And that's when Satan's pressure will be the highest, trying to keep them out. But because you never gave up, and because even during the times you wanted to and wanted to go to heaven so bad, there's just something within you wouldn't let you quit. Well, the devil will try in the future, but he's lost.
Amen.
He would like nothing better than to put all that right back on you. But his day is done.
That's right.
His day is done. You're coming to a higher place. Amen. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Now then, let's look at Acts 10, 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing, who went about doing good and healing, who went about doing good and healing, who went about doing good and healing. Amen? Well, if that's the will of God, then it's the will of God now. He never changes. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, for love was with him. Hallelujah. Love does not desire for anybody to be sick, weak, hurt, or broke. It's not his will.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.